Educate client on importance of rental agreements. A lease, also called a rental agreement, is a legal contract that protects both parties, the landlord and the tenant. Lease. A contractual agreement that outlines the terms under which one party agrees to rent property from another party. Rental agreement. Contract between property owners and tenants outlining the terms and conditions for renting property. Landlord. An individual or organization that owns rental property and leases it to tenants in exchange for regular payments. Tenant. A person who occupies land or property rented from a landlord under a lease or rental agreement. Clients need to know what terms and conditions they are agreeing to when they sign a lease, since it is a legal contract. The apartment may or may not be furnished. The rent payment may or may not include some or all utilities. Rent, a regular payment made by a tenant to a property owner in exchange for the use of an apartment or other housing space. Clients are typically responsible for paying for electricity and heat themselves, as well as optional utilities, internet, cable, water, sewer, and trash collection are usually paid by the landlord. A lease may have an automatic renewal clause. If so, clients need to know how to provide notice to end the lease. If there is no such clause, they can move out by the end of the lease without providing notice. Some leases convert to month-to-month leases if the automated renewal takes place. A number of deposits are usually specified in the lease. These protect the landlord, but the renter should know how to get some of these deposits back when they move out and how to prove compliance. Deposits may include application deposit. An application deposit is used to prove interest in renting. Clients need to know if this deposit will be refunded if they do not get the lease. Security deposit. This is a refundable deposit to cover any damage to the unit or lack of cleaning before move out. Pet deposit. This is a refundable deposit to cover the damage or cleaning needed related to pets. There may also be an additional pet fee that increases the monthly rent. While the deposit is refundable, fees are not. Security and pet deposits are usually refundable if the unit is left clean and in good condition. In most states, tenants can request an inspection or walkthrough prior to their move-out date so they can correct any issues that would prevent getting a full refund. Take photos of the clean, empty apartment when moving out too. Clients should know that many lease terms are negotiable. If the client cannot negotiate a better agreement on a certain point, they should know what is unacceptable to them so they can walk away rather than sign. Landlord rights and responsibilities. The lease protects the landlord. Leases require the client to pay for rent to the end of the term. If they end the term early, the lease may specify that they will need to pay the rent for the rest of the term or until the landlord finds a new renter. A lease also allows the landlord to set renter restrictions, such as requiring that all adults living at the property for more than a certain percentage of the time be on the lease, or that the client cannot sublet the property, cannot rent it out to someone else. If subletting is allowed, the renter will likely still be liable for damage caused by the subletter. A lease can specify whether pets are allowed and what activities are not allowed, example, loud music, smoking. Landlord rights and responsibilities are state-specific. However, most states make it illegal for landlords to seize any renter's property as payment for late rent. Enter the unit without proper notice. Require the client to give up the right to defend themselves in court. Charge excessive late fees or a security deposit significantly higher than the rent. Make a renter pay for things that are typically the landlord's responsibility, such as repairs unrelated to renter damage. It is important to verify if these rights are true in the given state. For example, in North Carolina, a landlord can enter a premises legally with no advance notice, though they may provide notice as a courtesy. Tenant rights and responsibilities. The lease also protects the tenant. Rights and responsibilities for renters can be defined as legal entitlements and obligations of tenants, including the right to a habitable living space and the duty to pay rent on time. Tenants have a right to a written lease. The main thing a lease does is fix the rent payment for the lease term. The landlord cannot raise the rent during this period. The renter should have a specified and reasonable grace period before rent is considered late. The landlord is required to make all repairs to the property and appliances in a timely fashion and to keep the building compliant with all building codes. The rental unit needs to have habitability, defined as the condition of a rental property being safe, sanitary, and fit to live in, meeting basic standards such as functioning plumbing, heating, and structural integrity. The renter will be responsible for paying for repairs caused by themselves, their dependents, or their pets. Renters have certain other rights. The unit should be safe, including having working fire alarms, locks, and properly functioning windows. The unit should have working utilities that are up to code, such as plumbing and electricity, and depending on the state, working heating during winter months. The lease may require the landlord to maintain cooling units if offered. but cooling is not generally a state requirement. Arizona requires maintaining working systems if offered, and some cities have cooling ordinances. That other building tenants comply with noise ordinances or other building rules. If facing eviction, the renter cannot be locked out of their apartment or have their things removed until there is an eviction court order.